Look at that. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. All of my clothes and my threads. Just imagine it.
You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a weekly theme. And we are celebrating Valentine's Day this evening. We began the last set with a Japanese artist, as we are wont to do here on Plastic Sushis. That was the Japanese Okinawan artist, Saori Minami, with Haru no Yokan, I've Been Mellow. 1970s J-pop song, a big hit too for her. And then we heard from D-Light, Rubber Lover, and then the incredibly talented radio, television, film star, and voice actor, Jim Backus. Besides, well, he had so many roles in so many different shows. But most notably, he was Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island. And perhaps even more significantly, the voice of Mr. Magoo, the cartoon character. But he was also starred as James Dean's father in Rebel Without a Cause and, well, so many more things that he did in his life. And what we heard there was a piece that he made with a friend. That's as much information as we have on the credits for that. In the 1950s, called Delicious. And that was off of Frolic Diner Part 2. And I am so thankful to Coffee and Smokes Alex Piandez, who now hosts the Desperate Hours here on WMFO on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. But Alex and I used to have adjoining shows, and I learned so much from him, as well as getting turned on to so much great music, in particular the Ultra Lounge series. Oh my goodness, the dozens of albums in that series, and it's all great music. Then we heard from a local band, Love Whip, Show Your Love, off of their Virtual Booty Machine album. And that, I love the synthesizers in that piece, but the whole piece is, the whole track is just got a lot going on there. And then we heard a sequence of two songs, both called Lover Come Back to Me. First one by Ella Fitzgerald, and then a completely different song related to it only by having the same name. And that was by the 1980s band Dead or Alive. And that was a pretty rockin' song too. But their songwriter and lead singer, Pete Burns, a real tragedy. He was truly an absolutely handsome and beautiful man who just got addicted to cosmetic surgery, and he's just really a sad mess, a canonical example of plastic surgery going wrong and people getting in their minds with just, you know, a little bit more, a tweak, it'll be better. And for sure there was, you know, some malpractice apparently, because he got a settlement for some of that going on. But yes, Pete Burns of Dead or Alive, as is said with about some people, perhaps the meaning of their life was to be a lesson to others. Well, we've got about 52 minutes left before Chase Carson is expected to come on the air with the time tunnel for you. But as we continue, we're going to start off with yet another Japanese band, Melon, and we can thank Chuck Yu for turning me on to them. And in the next set, we're also going to be hearing from Kraftwerk. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, our audio clips from Who Knows Where this evening. We'll continue to be some excerpts from a WMFO interview that DJ Helter Skelter Annie Ross did back in 2006 with Suki, who's the creator and entrepreneur behind the Oh My Bod musical vibrator. And from looking on the web, that business has certainly expanded and taken off. And also some more excerpts from scary public service messages about what bad people, particularly men, do on the internet. As public service messages, yes, that's the way... we're trying to get the word out about that. And also a deep cut from Queen off of News of the World. A very heartfelt song is going to be finishing us off in this next set by Brian May. Dr. Brian May, because he's got a PhD in astrophysics. But first, yes, here is Melon.
It's okay. Okay.
I'm a gadget girl to begin with.
Love has no boundaries.
course I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Lindsay, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know. Break it down. Looking for a little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the Love Connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
then. Let me see your marriage license.
I hardly know your name. And if I say I love you in the candlelight, there's no one but myself to blame. But there's something inside that's turning my mind away. Oh, I could love you if I could let you stay.
But not
are tuned into WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. And our theme this evening, well, we're celebrating Valentine's Day with songs about love, lust, and other associated themes. We started off that last set with the Japanese band Melon and I Will Call You and other famous last words off of their Do You Like Japan album. And then the German electronic band that's been profoundly influential on so many musicians, the German godfathers of hip-hop, who were sampled extensively by so many artists when hip-hop was just beginning. Most infamously, Afrika Bambaataa, but there were lots of others too. That was one of their remixed songs, Computer Love, that is off of their The Mix album. And then we heard from yet another Japanese band, Sun Minute of Love, was the name of that piece by Fantastic Plastic Machine. Clocking in at 59 seconds. Yeah, it was a short song. And then Tone Lock, Funky Cold Medina, with a bunch of samples from other songs, including Foreigner and Hot Blooded. A great video on that song, too, for that song. And, well, you know, what's it about? It's about a love potion. Yeah, those used to be fun things to think about, but love potions, they're illegal. Well, not that the things that people are putting in people's drinks are really love potions. I mean, knockout drops, and that's, yes, that's not love. That's assault, clearly. And then we finish things off with an epic song written by Queen's guitarist Brian May and performed by the band on their 1977 album News of the World. And as Brian May described, that song is kind of in the form of a three-act theatrical play. And the verses are actually called acts on the lyrics sheet, about a relationship, as an awful lot of songs music is. Well, we got about 25 minutes or so left in our Valentine's Day theme this evening. And, well, one thing I wanted to mention ahead of time is we're going to close off the set with a full version of this public service message that I've been sampling throughout the mix this evening. How to Seduce is the name of that. But before that, we're going to close out the music in this set with Zig Zig Sputnik, a band from the 1980s that I thought was far ahead of their time in terms of the sampling and the commercialism, as pushing it to the ultimate edge. They even sold spaces on their album, the segues between songs on their album to companies as ads, and they did a great job with that. And that's how we're going to end the set, but let's begin it. Oh yeah, I wanted to mention this is back in the up right now is Devo and the easy listening version of their song Girl You Want. Going out to DJ Chris Major, also a fellow Devo aficionado, as am I, yes. Well, let's start off our final set here with some Donna Summer and Oh yeah. She'd love to love you, baby.
But I just washed my hair.
Six, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land,
strong enough to rule the heart of any man. This thing called love, it can lift you up, never let you down. Take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. They struggle in doubt, they trouble their minds day in and day out. Too busy with living to worry about a little word like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man. This thing called love, it can lift you up, never let you down. Take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.
Yeah. I'll tell you about my mother. I'll tell you about my mother.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage only here on WMFO Medford, Boston. And this evening, we've been celebrating Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday. We began with a song from Donna Summer, and it was written, written the lyrics by Donna Summer and Giorgio Moroder, and the producer and, well, songwriter and musician as well, and another guy, Pete Bellotte. And this was certainly Love to Love You, a song that was profoundly influential. Supposedly, according to the BBC, the song contains 23 simulated orgasms. And it was, it was a tremendous hit that shaped the evolution of music from that point on. And we gave you a somewhat excerpted version that clocked in at 4 minutes. And then we heard from Johnny Cash and A Thing Called Love. Martin Denny, Pagan Love Song. And I want to thank DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that album, The Quiet Village and Enchanted Sea. Zig Zig Sputnik, a very commercial 1980s band that even sold the spaces between their songs, the segues, to advertisers, founded by Billy Idol's former Generation X colleague, Tony James. And, well, I really loved what Zig Zig Sputnik did, and I'm sorry they didn't even have more work before they kind of ended up wrapping things up. Yeah, Love Missile F-111. And then a scary public service message. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. Stay tuned for Chase Carson with a Time Tunnel, rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day, plus the jazz interlude here on WMFO in Medford.